As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Patience. And really, one of the things that we had just talked about, like just before we came on, was an example of patience with one of the players for the Rangers, right? I mean, it's in Tyler Mahle. It's one of these things where I really, really have a hard time being patient as a reporter, as a writer, as a podcaster. It's a very, very difficult thing for executives and for baseball teams. It's very, very difficult. And then you get to the beginning of a season. What leads into the beginning of the season in spring training? And you just made the example I thought was a good one with Tyler, right?
Well, it's crazy. You know, he's in spring training, you know, and, you know, all the data is not good. And of course, he's coming off Tommy John surgery and pitched a few starts last year towards the end. And so, you know, hopefully it's going to come back this year. And in spring training, it was, you know, just really wasn't coming out good. The data wasn't great. And there was one person in the whole organization that wasn't worried. Well, probably two. Tyler probably wasn't worried. And then Mike Maddox wasn't worried. You know, I remember talking to Mike with 10 days to go left in spring training. And I said, what are you seeing in Tyler? Are you worried about him? He said, nah, not at all. He's going to be fine. And so, you know, when you have a veteran baseball person like Mike Maddox, reassuring, and because he's going to tell the truth. I mean, he's not going to sugarcoat anything. And when you have someone like that believing, you know, in one of his pitchers, it puts everybody at ease. And sure enough, you know, his last spring training start, it was a night game. I forget who we were playing. Might have been playing San Francisco or somebody there in surprise. And all of a sudden it came out. You know, you saw some 93s and 94s. The breaking pitch had more sharpness to it. He had more rhythm, more repeatability with his delivery. And he was starting to lock in. But that just goes, it's just so important. I mean, the data is important. We all know that. And you've got to look at the data and you've got to understand the data, but nothing replaces, strong veteran baseball men with great eyes and that understand the evolution of a player, the evolution of what a pitcher goes through in spring training. And to have a guy like Mike who, you know, has that strong conviction, you know, gives us all, lets us all sleep a little better at night, right?
Yeah. I mean, and you must have some great examples of trying to make those decisions leading in, whether it was with the Braves or whether it was with the Royals, making those decisions. And even back then, a lot of times you didn't have the numbers, you didn't have the analytics. And maybe Dayton, like you said, we're at this point where we're trying to figure out. We have all this information. Well, what should we prioritize when judging a guy out of spring training who should make the opening day roster? But you must have a ton of examples of having to lean on your eyes, having to lean on your coaches, having to lean on people there along with whatever analytics you had to actually say, this guy, I believe in him. And just because he wasn't good in the Cactus League or the Grapefruit League, I have faith that he is going to be good when the third deck comes around.
No doubt. You know, I'm very thankful for the information and the data that we have out there today. And, but I'm also extremely thankful and appreciative and proud that I grew up in an era where you learned from veteran baseball people. You had to establish your own processes for evaluation. You had to you were marinated in scouting and player development. And, you know, there are people in the game today that were marinated in data. And again, I respect that, but there's also people that were marinated in raw evaluation, player development, the evolution of a player. They had to learn it with their own eyes and rely on examples of players past that they were a part of and be able to, make decisions based on that information as well. And some of it was gut and instinct and understanding the heart of the player. And I tell guys all the time, understanding the heart of the player is the most important part of it. Mm. That is the most important part of the process. Who has the heart to compete? Who has the heart to and the desire and want to learn, to be a great teammate? Who's going to keep pursuing this game after failure? And, the data doesn't tell you that, but it's all important. And that's why it's so important for, I believe, the organizations today to have a very healthy blend of individuals that were marinated in different areas and have expertise in all these, you know, in different roles. But I think, Rob, I think one of the things that can, you know, just jam us up a little bit today, as you said, I mean, we've got all this information and all the data, and we're more prepared to make decisions today than ever before. I mean, whatever opportunities present themselves today in Major League Baseball, rest assured that all 30 Major League teams are prepared to make a decision. Now, I don't know if they will. You still got to have somebody that's going to stand up and press that leadership button and say, we're making this decision today. I know there's a lot of gray area in this. I mean, the data says it's not a perfect player. The scout says, go get him, or the scout says, stay away from him. And the data might say, well, give him a chance and what have you. But somebody's still got to step up and press the leadership button today on what's on the waiver wire, a potential trade, a free agent who's out there. It might be a player that's performing well in Mexico, you know, all over the world. And, but we've got information ready to make decisions today. Like I said, better than any other time in the history of our game, but we've got to have strong leaders that are willing to step up and say, you know what? There's a good chance that this decision might not work, but I'm still going to press the leadership button. It gives our organization an opportunity to move forward. And, we're going to see what happens. Pat Gillick used to say all the time that, Pat got criticized sometimes for, and they called him Staying Pat, right? You know, he wouldn't do anything. And, but he was evaluating his own players, and he knew his own players, and he understood that the most important part is to get your own players right, and there's an evolution to their development. But, Pat would say that, you know, it's important to always, you know, churn over, you know, the bottom quarter of your roster, you know, give guys an opportunity, shuffle guys in and out a little bit. And because you never know who's going to end up being a star someday. And if one player can come up and help you win a game today or preserve your bullpen for the next week, I mean, it's really important to get those decisions right.
You know, CY is the guy who you work with in Texas, is certainly has proven that he's not afraid to make the tough decisions. I always use the example that you gave leading into the trade deadline a couple of years ago, the year you won the World Series, about how he said, was very convicted and like, we're going to have to trade these guys if we think we're going to win the World Series. But Dayton, I think that, you know, to your point, there's so much information. And then I'm anxious to get your perspective on our executives, when you get into that role, being paralyzed by too much, and maybe even back then. I mean, maybe before we had all this stuff that you had too many cooks in the kitchen. Not you, but other guys had too many cooks in the kitchen. Now it's 10 times as many cooks and 50 times more recipes. So,
well, you always did. You're right. Because, you know, scouts, player development people, medical staff, front office individuals, they all had strong opinions and strong convictions. And you still had to have, you know, people like John Schuerholz who weren't afraid to make a decision. People like Bobby Cox that weren't afraid to, you know, go against the grain at times. And, you know, you mentioned CY. CY's, you know, we've been around some great competitors. I'm not sure I've been around somebody who has a passion to compete, like Chris Young. And he was like that as a player, as we know. He's like that as a GM president. He wants to win at everything. And, you know, he drives the train. And, if you just stay in his wake, I mean, you're gonna freaking move along at a high rate of speed because he's got the throttle down every single day. And, you know, there's a lot of wonderful baseball people out there right now, in my opinion, that, you know, have, you know, some very, very strong qualities. But I think the desire to compete and the desire to understand the evolution of a player and the heart of a player is still the most important part of it. And CY has that package.
I love that. I love the heart of the player. I mean, it's such an enormous part of this. And, you know, so, and that leads to sort of the patience and the evaluation of these beginnings. So you have a guy, you have the conviction in Mike Maddox about Tyler and it works out. Now you get into a season, say, with somebody else, and you have that conviction, and maybe they start off slow. Maybe your team starts off slow.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's, and everyone magnifies the first day, the first week, the first 2 weeks. With your Royals at 2014, you didn't get off to a great start that year, right? 2015, you did get off to a great start, but 2014, it wasn't a great start. How difficult is it for someone in that chair to be like, okay, I am convicted in the team that we put together and we are not going to overreact to what's going on early?
Well, it requires a great team around you that can constantly remind you of the fundamentals of managing a Major League Baseball team in the first 30, 40 games. Okay. So for example, I remember asking Bobby Cox one time, I said, Bobby, when should we, you know, how should we go about the start of the season? And, you know, what should we be looking for? And how can we help you? And, you know, Bobby was always so gracious. And Bobby said, let them play for 30, 40 games. After 30, 40 games, we'll have a pretty good understanding of the general health of our team, how it's trending, you know, what, you know, how players are progressing, who's got a chance to have a great year, who's underachieving a little bit. You know, we'll have our minor leaguers playing a little bit. We'll have a better feel for how they're developing and what teams are getting off to, you know, a good start, what teams aren't, who might be the individuals that are available around the trade deadline, how we can start mobilizing our people. And so we've always kind of taken that advice and that philosophy and trust in our evaluations of the off season. I mean, we worked extremely hard, to put a team together. Let's let it play out. You know, I've always been a firm believer is whatever our valuation was in the minor leagues with our minor league players on November 1, that's where our players should start. If we felt like the player should go back to AA on November 1, put him in AA. If we felt that he's ready to go to AAA or a full season, put him in the full season, regardless of what happens in spring training, unless there's just something so obvious, whether it's an injury or just so obvious that, you know, he's got to fix this delivery or this mechanical flaw and you need to keep him back or put him, you know, at a different level. But just because a player has a great spring training, I necessarily, you know, you wouldn't just elevate him because he had a great spring training. And, there's reasons why some guys have, you know, very good spring trainings and not so good spring trainings. And, so especially with where they are in the phase of their development, but I've always felt just let them play 30, 40 games. Just stay kind of neutral, stay even keeled. Don't live in the extremes. And, you know, the players will tell you based on how they're performing and their work habits. And, they'll tell you,